When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Happy to welcome in Nick Dowd from the red hot Washington Capitals. They're hosting the Montreal Canadiens tonight at Capital One Arena. Dowder, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
I was dressed up the other day. I can't remember what it was. You and your wife, right? What were you dressed up as?
We went as McDreamy and
Meredith Grey.
Thank you, Meredith Grey.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Is that
you know,
still on?
Hey, you know what? To dress up as McDreamy, that's pretty bold because he's generally looked at as like...
I think he just had a gray-haired wig.
50th, like, sexiest people on People, you know, on People magazine. Yeah. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, I like the bravado.
Yeah, that's the irony in it, you know? That's what you get to dress up as someone as you want to be as Halloween. So.
Yeah.
McDreamy.
Exactly. That's perfect. Patrick Dempsey. So would you characterize yourself as a big Halloween guy, medium, or you're just kind of grinchy when it comes to Halloween?
No, I'd say big Halloween guy because I think for me, it kickstarts the rest of the holidays. You know, you got Halloween's exciting to get ready for because the weather's changing, you know, you put on a nice little sweater.
Yeah.
And then Halloween's fun for the kiddos, right? And then that kind of pushes right into Thanksgiving. And then, you know, the big man, Santa Claus comes around a little bit later.
So. Be honest. Are you a little bit disappointed that you have a game tonight that you can't participate fully in Halloween?
No comment.
Okay. No comment.
Very good.
Although, Dowder, I mean, you're not used to it. We're not used to it. 81 degrees today on Halloween.
Yeah, that is nuts. I was hoping for a little bit chill, but it's good for the kiddos at night, I guess.
All right, so talk about the big win over the Rangers, and the Rangers came into that game at one of the best goal differentials in the league, and you guys put it on them.
Is it safe to say Nick is on a heater?
Dowder's on a heater, too.
I think it's safe to say that.
Three goals in the last four games?
Yep, it definitely is.
We have the empty netter, right, at the end?
Yeah, who cares?
They still count.
Nobody cares.
They all
kept
pointing it out.
They still count.
Why would you? That's true.
Yeah.
You guys know the saying, they don't ask how, they just ask how many.
Yep, right. Exactly.
Exactly.
I think in that game, you know, that was probably one of our best efforts that we played over the course of the season. I know we got a small sample size, but they're a really, really, really good team, fast. You know, as you saw, their special teams is good. I think we made, you know, I made one mistake on the, well, I guess a couple of mistakes on the penalty kill, and puck kind of found its way in the back of the net. They have some elite players, but I thought 5-on-5. Limited their shots, limited their opportunities, and then Tomer shut the door when we needed him to. And offensively, I thought we did a great job of, you know, playing against one of the best goalies in the league. You got to create second opportunities and screen pucks, and that's what we were able to do. So,
how tough is Dylan McElrath? I mean, we're only 8 games in,
God.
And I mean, that dude has already taken on, I think it was Delorier from Philly, and he laid waste to Matt Rempe, who's a 6'9" monster and a tough guy, and he didn't back down one bit, cut him on the face, sent him to the locker room. I mean, that dude,
he's
not backing down from anybody. It was like 2:37 into the game, I think. He doesn't back down from anybody, and that must make you guys feel confident out on the ice that you've got that guy wearing your sweater instead of having to face him.
Yeah, thank God, right?
Yeah.
I definitely think it makes guys play with a little bit more confidence. You know, guys, you know, the old saying is, you know, stand a little bit taller out there when Big Mac's on the ice. But, I think a lot of people probably don't realize, but, you know, Mac's been, he's been one of the toughest guys in pro hockey for the last maybe 9-10 years, maybe even more. So, I'd say he's definitely one of the toughest guys in the NHL right now. He's not scared of anybody, and, you know, he knows what he's doing. Not only is he super tough and he's heavy and he's strong and he's long, but he knows what he's doing too. So, yeah, I mean, I was so pumped up for that fight. I think, you know, after we all banged the boards and you know, we're yelling at him and he's yelling and stuff, and he sits down in the box, I think I stood back up and started banging the boards for an encore. I think
right.
I was so pumped.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And why can you give me the backstory? Why did that start off?
There's been bad blood between those two dudes dating back to like their AHL days a couple seasons
and
ago.
And the Caps had beef. Remember Tom Wilson tried to get in a scrap with him last
year. Right. Rempe like knocked out Oshie and TVR during the playoff series. So like he had
left
it coming
over from that.
Oh yeah, he had it coming to him.
So he had nothing to do with it even. He was just gonna do it.
McElrath asked him if he wanted to go, and they went and he paid for it.
Wow.
Which, yeah, you guys nailed it.
Yeah.
Does Rempe have that reputation in the league just being a D-bag?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't comment on the kid personally. I mean, never talked to him. I've never met him, but I haven't heard, you know. I mean, word travels pretty fast around most leagues if you're a bad person. I haven't heard anything about him being a bad person at all. No, I just think he's a young kid. He's trying to make a name for himself. And I mean, he's fought a lot of really tough guys, so
okay.
including Mac. So
Connor McMichael with another goal against the Rangers. Yeah. He had 10 shots on goal in the game.
Flying.
By far the most on the team. He's definitely bringing that new dad energy to the ice, because didn't he get the news like after the second period that his girlfriend was in labor, and then he finished the Flyers game, zoomed to the hospital, and was there for the birth of their baby.
Wow. Yeah, well, thank God he finished the game. He scored two goals. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. It's impressive. Only a 24-year-old could have that much energy on the ice and still have a baby, a newborn baby. But, he's playing well. He's playing really well. I think he's come so far as a player in the last couple of years. I mean, offensively, he was always really, really highly talented. That was no question. But he's really tied up the rest of his game really, really well. And it's showing right now. He's playing great.
All right. So, you got Montreal on Halloween tonight at home. Talk to us about the Canadiens. I just based on the standings, they're towards the bottom of their division, but what do you know about them?
Well, I mean, I definitely know that any given team could beat any team on any given night. So, I mean, I don't think we're looking at the standings at all. Again, early sample size or small sample size early in the year. We're going to dig into them this morning a little bit and see what's going on. And we do our special teams and stuff and then pregame skate, and then we'll move forward from there. But, they have some really high quality players. And I know at the beginning of the year, from what I remember, the goalies are playing pretty well. So, I think we're going to have to be ready for a big game tonight.
Doubter, what time's your game day nap today?
Oh, well, we got my boy's got a Halloween parade at his school today. Mm-hmm. With all the kids' costumes. So that'll be, so we're pushing nap a little bit, probably around 1:15, 1:30, head will hit the pillow.
Very
for a nice snooze.
Okay. Then up at like 3 and then make your way to the rink.
Exactly. Up at 3, get some stuff done, and probably, hang out with the kiddos for a tiny little bit and then take off.
Perfect. Awesome. We'll get another 2 points tonight. We're pulling for you as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, all right, bro.
Of course.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
That is happy Halloween to you, too. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.